kick off hour number two of the program. It's Three and Out, Monday edition, right here, live from the Fan Run Studios. Nate Hodges, Houston Crest, Spilla Williford, intern Will.
Picking the jams.
This segment's brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. They're celebrating 85 years this year of helping their members grow financially. Moving upward and forward with the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. And right now, they've got the savings account where you get paid a higher rate on the first $500. It's only for kids. Got to be 17 years or under. Help your kids start saving right with the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union, the official credit union of Three and Out. So, Houston, the big guy was on campus this weekend. Kerry Blackshear Jr. All scuttle reports, rumors, and innuendo were positive. I have no idea what that means. I have no idea if the, you know, it's like, well, what I'm hearing. I mean, I'm sure he was showing a good time.
Hopefully it was a real good time.
Sounds like they're...
If you know what I mean. Money, I mean. Not something weird. Not Brian Williams. Good time.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I don't advocate that. I just wanted to say, I hope he had a good time.
Apparently his family, parents came with him, which is a big deal because they didn't go to some others or something.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
I don't know if that
matters. He does like Rick Barnes a lot.
Yeah?
Don't blame him. It seems like Tennessee's in a pretty good spot here, right?
You feel like you're right there, right? You're worst case, one of the finalists, best
case. Well, okay, so Chris Dortch, who has written the Blue Ribbon NBA magazine forever, he has covered the NBA for a long, long time, tweeted out, I believe it was Friday, he also does some work for NBA.com, NBA TV. He tweeted out that he is not buying at all the Kerry Blackshear Memphis rumors.
Good.
Pretty crazy, really. Says in his mind, it's going to come down to Texas A&M, Buzz Williams.
All right.
Kentucky, and Tennessee. And then he gives a nice little, by the way, one way or another, Tennessee fans will get to see him play in Thompson Bowling Arena. He's one of the most impactful players in the grad transfer era. So Chris Dortch not buying Penny Hardaway, trying to get into the Kerry Blackshear sweepstakes. Seems like this one's going to come down to Tennessee and Kentucky. Because if we're talking about teams that can make a deep run in the NCAA tournament, I don't think I'm putting A&M with or without Blackshear at the top of my list. Kentucky is Kentucky. And Tennessee has gotten one round better each year, the last 2 years. So maybe an Elite Eight's on the table. Then you add Blackshear, and it could be a Final Four. At least that's what I'm saying.
Was it fair to say that he would already be at Texas A&M if that's where he wanted to go with his old coach?
Yeah, I would say if you just wanted to follow your coach, you just follow your coach. So now I think you – and this is me from the outside – balancing everything. If we're talking about the combination of a deep tournament run, a culture that fits what you want to do, and a roster that's going to give you at least enough minutes, if not ample minutes, to do your thing, there's only one choice here, Kerry. There's only one choice.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee is the team. You love Rick Barnes? Check. The offense Tennessee runs, or doesn't run, according to Nate, will allow you to essentially slide in and take over for Grant Williams, who had a really big year last year and the year before. Check. You've got some pieces, some returning pieces, and some new pieces that could be pretty good together. We just don't know yet. But I've seen them ranked as high as 15. Add Blackshear, and Tennessee's probably a preseason top 10 team. Sounds like a Sweet 16, Elite 8-ish team to me. Josiah James is here. He's pretty good. Grant Williams apparently doing some recruiting for Tennessee on the closed curtain realm. They put out a graphic over the weekend. I'm not sure if you saw that. Did you see Tennessee basketball's graphic?
No.
With Admiral Schofield on it? He at least quote tweeted it. I don't know. Maybe he's been in Kerry Blackshear's ear as well. But Tennessee, on June 14th, Friday, when Blackshear got to town, tweets out a graphic. If you want to be the best athlete, best player, best man, then Tennessee basketball culture is for you. It was a quote by Admiral Schofield. Sounds like that's where Kerry Blackshear is falling, right? Seems like culture is a pretty big deal. This doesn't seem like a me guy. I mean, people have already tweeted out without tweeting it out. He doesn't really care about being the man. He just wants to go somewhere that's going to prepare him for the NBA draft. Hopefully put together a team that can make a deep postseason run and a place that he's going to feel comfortable and that's going to help prepare him for life after basketball, whenever that may or may not be. Well, and Mitchell Page says Memphis is out of the running now because they're over the salary cap. That's really funny. We would love you, Kerry. We are out of money. Just completely out of cash. Penny has exhausted his coffers in hopes to get the second contract. That's why he's got all these recruits coming in. Sorry, buddy. If I'm Penny, though, I'm buying him from Tennessee just so you don't have to risk Tennessee being good.
That's true.
He does have a visit to Kentucky this week. On a scale of 1 to 10, how nervous are you about Kerry Blackshear visiting Kentucky?
7.
Even though it's already been reported that the Blackshear family does not trust Calipari and doesn't know if Kentucky's culturally a good fit. I mean, it is a one and done program. I guess that's kind of what he's after here, right?
I'm worried they get the last word.
The last word doesn't matter if it stinks.
It's true.
This was a beautiful weekend in Knoxville. Kerry Blackshear picked a hell of a weekend to come.
The weather
here is fantastic. It's a beautiful place. I don't know what they did. I don't know. Recruiting visits are always so strange to me. Like, if you've got, like, 50 guys coming in, there's certain things you can do. You know, I mean, Tennessee's official visit schedule, they have things they do. Obviously, there's some football stuff. There's some orientation type stuff. Here's what it's like to be a student athlete in Tennessee. They go for the boat ride brunch on the Tennessee River. Mm. Sometimes they go to the golf complex, play a little golf. Now they're playing paintball on the practice field. I don't know what you do when it's one guy for a basketball visit. I mean, you can really tailor it to be player specific, right? I mean, you can just give this guy exactly what he wants. Find out what his favorite food is. Find out what his favorite candy is. Find out what his favorite activity is. Find out his favorite video games.
Meals, everything.
Yeah. I mean, I already said meals. You said favorite food.
Oh, well, you know.
And then I said favorite candies to differentiate between meals and snacks. Do you listen to the show?
Yo, you're going to go that way, huh? I was like, he's 35 years old, you're like, he's 35.
It's the same thing. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying you're wrong.
You said food. I was just thinking, you know.
What's his favorite food? And then what's his favorite
restaurants,
candy?
Restaurants, you know.
Yeah. You're trying really hard to save this, and I just don't think you can. But I want to know what they did. I wish there could be a post. I mean, maybe you wouldn't want other teams to know this, right? You don't want to say, "Oh, don't give the secret sauce away of what players do when they come on a visit." But like for some players, my guess is, you know, it's pretty elaborate. But I wonder if Kerry Blackshear was like, "I really don't care about all that. I just want to talk to the coaches, watch some film, maybe play a little pickup with the guys, and I'll be fine. I just want to hang out in the locker room, see what it's like just on an average Friday, Saturday." Or is he I want to go to the club. I want to go, I don't know, ride go-karts. I don't know. I don't know what they want to do. I mean, what would you want to do if you went on a basketball visit? Put yourself in his shoes. Like, you're NBA draft. You want to make it. You want to be on a team that makes a deep postseason run. Obviously, the culture, I think, at Tennessee kind of shows itself. That's just going to be apparent the moment you get there. But what does that look like? Show me, where would I live? He's a senior, so he can stay in any apartment on or off campus he wants. What's the food like? Locker room? Arena? I mean, obviously, you probably play the lights and the smoke, and you have somebody say his name over the PA and... But like, what would you want?
That's a great question. I mean,
like, what would sell you? What would win you over? I'd probably just want to talk basketball. Just want to say, I want to see exactly where I fit in here.
Yeah.
Would you say, like, I want to see film on the guys that you're bringing back. I want to know where this extra scholarship's going to come from. I'd probably ask that because I want to know that.
Who are you cutting, Coach?
I'd want to know.
Who's leaving?
Yeah, like if I asked Rick Barnes that and he said, we'll figure it out, I'd be like, that's shady. I'm out. But if he said, well, we've got some indications that this guy are thinking about leaving and this guy is definitely gone, so we've actually still got some holes to fill. We just don't want to go public with that until we get our roster full. We don't want to cause a panic.
How do they handle that, though? Because these kids are going to talk. They're going to go. I mean, you know, he's going to go right up the road to Lexington. Like, hey, what did Barnes say about them having a spot? You know they don't have a spot, right?
And then he says, you would ask me about that. How about you worry about your own program? I'm going back to Tennessee.
It's true. I mean, that stuff's dicey because you can – it really depends on the kid. You know, like Dabo said, Trevor Lawrence never once asked him about
playing
competition,
time. Yeah.
Who else is coming in, who else they're recruiting, who's
just didn't
on the
care.
Roster. Just
well, I feel like if you're Kerry Blackshear, you're not worried about that.
I mean,
you know wherever you go, with the exception of, honestly, maybe Kentucky. And I'm not saying that to just blow smoke at Kentucky. I'm just saying their front court's loaded. So – I'm just intrigued as to what he did.
I mean,
people are saying he had a good visit. I don't know, really. There have been that many recruits, especially high-touted recruits, who come for any sport and say that visit just stunk. Like, Tennessee's always done a pretty good job.
But unlike a lot of these recruits, he's not giving any quotes to any of the recruiting services.
That is weird.
You know, no interviews, no nothing.
No, it's all secondhand or opinion. I mean, it's Dort saying it'll be A&M, Kentucky, or Tennessee. I'm not buying the Memphis stuff. Well, why? Like, what do you know? Can you give us some feedback? Florida thinks they're in it. We still got Gonzaga and Michigan State lurking out there. It feels good that you got a visit, but everybody's getting a visit right now. He's going to see everybody he can, as he should. I have no problem with that. Although I was hoping maybe yesterday we'd get the news.
Yeah,
that
some people were hoping they just lock
him
down.
He shut it down. He's done with the visits, done with this process. He's enrolling at Tennessee ASAP. Maybe he already signed the paperwork, a la Josh Malone. Hmm. That'd be pretty awesome. I just want to know what they did. I guess so I could critique it. Like, if it didn't work, like, I knew it. I knew you shouldn't have played paintball with Kerry Blackshear. He's too tall. He probably got hit a lot.
Mm.
You should have played horse.
Shoes. Or, sorry.
Horseshoes?
Yeah. Why would you play horse?
Why would you play horseshoes?
I don't know.
That's dangerous. Catch a horseshoe to the ankle?
I mean, he's a basketball guy. He probably likes, you know, shooting games, you know, accuracy stuff.
You're just making stuff up now. You're just trying to protect yourself. Anyway, had a good visit. Still going to visit Kentucky. Boy, this is a big one.
I got one more question for you with Blackshear. We'll come back with that.
Is it good?
It's just a...
Okay.
In general. I need to think about this, what I would like to do, too, especially even in Knoxville, now that I know what there is to do. Still having trouble with that one. You can tweet us at Fox Sports Knox or weigh in on the phone lines. 865-546-8200. What would sell you if you went to a... Or if you came on a visit here in Knoxville? What would you, what would lock you down if you were a big time recruit? We'll come back
with
that.
Bag of cash.
Whiskey Jim says, give me all you can eat crab legs, and I'll sign the paperwork with my butter-soaked fingers right then.
What kind of crab legs? Snow? Easy to get into. Flavorful. But king crab is where it's at. You give me a all-you-can-eat king crab that I don't have to crack, because the shells are spiny, though. I'll cut you. It might be over. Lobster? Dungeness crab? We should rank crabs. I know which one's dead last.
What?
Never mind. Will got it. Thank you, Will. Oh my gosh, Nate. Wake up. I don't think Billy got it either. You guys ever watch TV? It's not going to be food.
It's not going to be food for you?
No.
You can get food anywhere, right?
Yeah, it's not going to. Probably like, hey, how much gear do I get? How much like awesome
free,
Nike stuff
free
do I get?
You.
That's probably going to be a big one. If I'm Kerry Blackshear, I'm probably asking Rick Barnes, who all do you know in the NBA? Like, how connected can you get me ahead of draft night?
Well, this goes to my question. He could have gone in the draft this year.
Apparently, he didn't like his spot.
What would his spot have been?
We don't know. He didn't even get an invite to the combine or the G League combine.
It's very strange.
Isn't that odd? Did you just tell him he didn't want it? I mean, is he?
I don't know.
Apparently, they're selling him on being the next, you know, the 1 year Grant Williams. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
I have no idea. I wish I had something for you, but I really just don't know.
And if he could have gone to the NBA, but decided not to, and we heard the scuttle about he wants to go to a place with a deep postseason run, that just brings up more and more questions for me about what edge would he be looking for to pick Tennessee over Kentucky? Because that's the question Rick Barnes' staff is asking themselves. And kind of we're talking about, you know, what do you do on the visit, but like how do you pitch that for him? You know, come be a part of this Tennessee culture where you can have it all, where you can, you know, be on a team with a lot of, you know, people that care about each other and
also have success.
Yeah, and care about, you know, we care about our players, unlike John Calipari, who is
John Calipari's gonna be like, did you see what Anthony Davis just did? Did you see that trade?
I mean,
see how big of a deal that was? That's what Kentucky can give to you.
Calipari's gonna say, this is a business decision. You come here, I get to benefit from you playing for a year and
I don't
my
know
team
that,
being better.
It doesn't sound like that's the selling point, though.
You benefit
for KB.
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem like that's what he cares about most.
I mean, maybe if he said, and here you have the best chance to go deep in the tournament, I mean, you can make that argument, I guess.
Sure, and he will.
Negative recruit Tennessee.
Of course. Like, he'll make that argument. But if you're Rick Barnes, you probably already said, here's my record against Calipari the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a video of the last time we played him where I had my big man step into the corner and hit a big three. And we went to him four times in the last six possessions. I hope you preemptively struck that chord. Hope you did that. Hope you showed all your Kentucky highlights last year, you know, minus the game at Rupp. And the year before, minus the SEC tournament. But no, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. Most of these schools can kind of offer the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the rosters are all going to be a little bit different. I think, you know, if you're just looking at rosters, it probably goes Kentucky, Tennessee, Texas A&M. And I guess we'll say those are the three that are at the front based on what Chris Dortch said. So roster-wise, Kentucky, Tennessee, Texas A&M. If you're talking culture, fit, like personal development, I'd probably go Tennessee. And then, I mean, he knows Buzz Williams, so that probably gives them an edge based on, hey, I liked it. At Virginia Tech, I thought they had a good culture. So you'd probably put Kentucky third there. And if you're talking about exposure and notoriety, it's going to go Kentucky, Tennessee, Texas A&M, at least now. Now, Buzz Williams may have A&M awesome in 3 years, but for now, I'd say Tennessee has a little bit more hype going into this season. Facilities, Kentucky, Tennessee, Texas A&M. Facility-wise, Kentucky, I mean, it's the same thing. It's a really nice practice facility. It's good locker rooms. It's kind of all the same stuff. Now you're treated a little bit more like a god at Kentucky, but you're not one of these five-star freshmen coming in that have all this hype. You're kind of going to be this weird one-off addition. And it doesn't seem like that's what he wants anyway. I think Tennessee's, I mean, they're right there in this battle. But at the end, if we talk about who he helps the most, it's Tennessee. Who helps him the most? I guess you could make some arguments and debate over what he wants and where can he get it. I think Tennessee's right there in that conversation, though. And I think the argument can be made that if Kerry Blackshear comes to Tennessee, they are just as primed for a good postseason as Kentucky is now. And I just don't know that the addition of Kerry Blackshear brings Kentucky to some new level of how good they can be. I think they just are going to be a team that if they gel and things go together, yeah, that could be a Final Four team. Seems like that's Kentucky every year. That's not new.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in Tennessee's case, you could make the argument that adding a Kerry Blackshear could potentially turn this roster into an Elite Eight, potentially Final Four type of roster if everybody stays healthy and everything comes together. The question is, who is lost if we get him? And is that a player that people are counting on? Is that a player that we haven't seen play yet? I mean, if all of a sudden he transfers in and Josiah James decides to leave, that feels very different than if it's, you know, maybe Zach Kent, Jalen Johnson, even Eve Pons, or DJ Burns. Guys we haven't really seen, and those that we have not played particularly well. So that's maybe part of that equation that we don't have an answer to yet, as far as who leaves when he comes in. Like, who are the players and or player that might be most likely to leave if you do add Kerry Blackshear? But again, they're also still recruiting Yosefat Bilal.
Yeah.
So clearly there's something going on with Tennessee's roster. They're recruiting Blackshear and Bilal, two big guys. Tennessee thinks they're going to lose a big guy. I don't think you're at risk of losing Fulkerson. So who's left and who could it be? Obviously, Cam Hua is not going anywhere. He just got here. Pimper's not going anywhere. He just got here. So that leaves Burns, Kent, Pons. Pons going to France Johnson. This summer to play for the under-20 team. I think that'll be a good thing.
Yeah.
Obviously, he speaks French, so maybe he can pick up a little quicker things playing in France. Communication barrier, not so much of an issue. I'm not saying he doesn't speak English well. I'm just saying it might be easier. But is it possible that Pons going to France is a precursor to him going somewhere else, not spending the summer with his team? I'm trying to remember the last time. I feel like Tennessee's had players do this. Did Grant Williams not go play for an under-20 team after his freshman season? Did I make that up? I mean, did Kyle go play for a Canadian under-20 team? I feel as if I remember some of this happening before. I don't look much into that. I just think that's a pretty cool thing for Eve Pons.
I mean, we keep...
Sox tweets in, says, adding Blackshear would make Kentucky by far the best team in the country on paper. They're likely top three in the preseason without him. He makes Tennessee a second weekend team. Sox is Tennessee, or Kentucky
fan. Yeah, he's a Kentucky guy.
We've talked about a lack of guard depth for next season, but I actually think that plays well for Blackshear's decision with Lamonte Bowden and Josiah James, because Turner and Bowden are proven, and so he knows what he's going to get from the guard play. He knows that if he plays within the offense, like maybe not featured as we wanted Williams
what has happened in the offense indicates that he would have a lot of success,
and then he doesn't have to worry about the guard play. They're going to hold their own. He's going to be able to do what he wants to do on the post, free throw line extended. And then we've mentioned he can even step out and hit that three. So would we see more of a pick and pop game with him that we didn't get to see from Williams last year, since he can extend the floor like that?
That's a good question. Rick Barnes likes some of those sets, some different horns type sets where you run some double ball screens out high and that kind of stuff. And if you have one of those post players that can pop or roll to the basket, it becomes that much more dangerous, of course. That's a good point, too. If I was Blackshear, I'd probably want to meet the players. I'd probably want to talk to some of these guys.
Oh, no, of course, yeah.
I mean, to me, that might be the number one thing, especially if it's a one-year deal. Now, if you're coming into school for in your head, 4 years, and you're thinking, okay, this is going to be kind of my life for the next 4 years, then maybe the town, the city, what's to do, where you're going to be, all the little things. Like, okay, so this would be my walk from this area over to here, and this is where I would eat a lot, and this is where I would do this and that. I think it's when it's and you feel like you'll be able to kind of make the relationships kind of the way you want as you go, and that new people will be coming in. During your whole time there, when it's 1 year, aren't you kind of like, I want to make sure I kind of get along with these people immediately. I want to kind of make sure. I mean, that's what Josiah James talked about. He's about playing with the guys. So I think, Billy, you said a pickup game. Houston, I made fun of you, but you said, play horse, but like hanging out with the guys is. And at Kentucky,
I didn't make fun of that.
Doesn't
fit. He said he wants to get in here and play basketball.
No, I said I tried to make fun of you.
You said we. Well, I was not a part of that. Strike my name from the record, please. It's okay. You can tell him when he says something that he forgets he said.
I don't think he said we.
He just did.
I think he said he tried to make fun of you for saying the play.
That's what I said. I try to make fun of you for saying that, but
we'll get back on it.
Doesn't matter. The relationships with those players, I mean, that we've seen it. We've seen it work really well in a couple of, you know, football situations recently. I don't know. Gardner Minshew comes to mind for Mike Leach in Washington State. 1 year, comes in, gets along with everybody perfectly in a really, really odd, you know, tough situation. Because their quarterback that was projected to be the starter took his own life before the season. Kind of hard to roll in and be like, hey, I'm your new guy, taking his place. You know, in this situation, it's Grant Williams is moving on to greener NBA pastures. So it's like, can he come in and be... When you're on a team together, especially, you know, you typically the freshmen come in, they earn their way, whatever, whatever. The transfer is a little bit weirder. You want to see if everything kind of gels and matches up.
Yeah, I mean, I think all that goes in. I mean, that's even before you get on campus, though. I mean, looking at numbers, rosters, returners, newcomers, like that all is going to happen before he gets here. I do agree with you. Like, I would want to meet the guys I'm going to be playing with, especially because it's just for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're guaranteed to play if you're Kerry Blackshear, and you're guaranteed that it's just 1 year. So who you're coming in with as far as the freshmen and the other transfers, I'm definitely going to want to meet them, spend some time with them, which, again, that happens all the time, and it's much easier to do in basketball because it's such a smaller group. But I'm probably going to say I need to be in the room with Rick Barnes and the coaching staff. Like, what is your plan for me? Is there one?
Yeah.
And if I'm a guy who wants to be featured in an offense, I'm probably going to judge harshly on whether or not that's what I'm given. Now, Kerry Blackshear is different. It seems he doesn't want to be the featured guy. And I imagine that if you just put on the tape and say, here's what Grant Williams did in our offense as it exists, that's probably a pretty good selling point. Now, if you're Cal, you're probably going to show him PJ Washington and say, this is what we want to do with you. And that'll look really good too. I guess the question is, again, is he the guy who wants to be the featured it guy? It doesn't seem like it, but when it's Cal and Kentucky saying that to you, it probably feels a little bit different than if it's Texas A&M, if it's Florida. I mean, Cal has a unique ability to get players prepared and ready for the NBA in one season. He's proven that. Kerry Blackshear obviously further along in his basketball development than any freshman that goes to Kentucky. So what does he think he needs for the next level, and where does he best think he can get it? If I'm Rick Barnes, that's what I'm selling him on. Here's our culture, here's our people, and here's how we're going to make sure that next year you get invited to the draft combine. You're going to score. I mean, if I'm Rick Barnes, I'm saying I've got the two-time SEC Player of the Year about to get drafted. You fit what he does perfectly, and there are some things you do a lot better. I think we can probably slide you into that role pretty seamlessly, but you're not going to be the relied upon, gotta have it guy night in and night out. And he can show some examples. Here's when we kicked to Admiral. Here's when Lamonte hit the big shot. It's not a we need you, and if we get you, we're going to go through you 80% of the offense. You get to fit in, but also be featured in a weird way, based on what we saw with Grant. Because as you mentioned, it's not a feature Grant with all of this unique scheme. It's just the way it kind of fits in, it suits a guy with your skill set.
Yep, and those relationships with the other players are important too, because they decide kind of how where the ball goes in a lot of that motion offense. We'll come back with more. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out. Welcome back into the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville. If you want to weigh in on any of the show topics today, give us a call, 865-546-8200.
Can I clarify something real quick?
Yeah.
Someone tweeted in and said, what makes Houston think Tennessee's an Elite Eight? I didn't say they are. I didn't lock it in. I just said it's possible that with Blackshear, if everything else were to pan out and you stay healthy, Tennessee could have that type of talent on the team. Not saying lock it down. We're going to the Final Four.
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't make the Elite Eight with Grant and Admiral and Bone. Like, I don't – like, if you swap out Grant for Blackshear, Josiah James for Bone and Admiral growth and development from the other guys. I mean, you were right there. Like, you know.
Yeah, I'm just saying it makes Tennessee's ceiling a lot higher, and I think the ceiling for a team like that, obviously this is sports, so everything kind of has to go your way, and tournament draw is tournament draw. Like, there have been plenty of years where the best team in college basketball doesn't win it because they have a tougher road or there's injuries. I mean, things just happen, weird upsets. I mean, Virginia went from losing as a one seed to a national championship. Things just kind of happen.
Yeah. You're at least
the average is somewhere in the middle, obviously, on a given year. But a player like Blackshear, with what you have, if you've hit on guys like Josiah James, if, you know, Cam Hua or Pember or Gaines or any of those other guys can give you anything, and if there's some development by what you have, I'm just saying I think it's possible that Blackshear takes you up a level or two. That's all I'm saying.
No, he definitely takes you up one level from wherever you would be anyway, and I think it puts you in a whole different type of conversation when you start talking about season expectations once we get to that point, if you can sign him.
It gives you at least one feature player, whereas right now we don't know that we have it one. We may in Josiah James,
might,
right?
Yeah.
But at least now you would know you have one, and then if Josiah James was a feature-type player, I'm not saying it's the exact same role, but you're back with a big you can feature, a good kind of multi-faceted wing slash forward, I mean, a la Admiral, and then two good guards. You don't have the depth, perhaps, but it the synergy could still be there.
Yeah. Let's go to Philly on the phone lines. Philly, what's up, buddy? You're on Three and Out.
Good morning, Jim.
Morning, Philly. How are we feeling about Blackshear, Philly?
Well, I'm cautiously optimistic, I guess, is one way to look at it.
I think that's fair. That's probably where I'm at. I'm cautiously optimistic. Ready to get my heart broken, but hoping for the best.
I mean, historically, going against Kentucky and recruiting hasn't worked out very well in basketball.
Very true.
I can think of maybe two in the last, 25 years? Vincent Yarborough and
Scotty Hobson.
Scotty Hobson?
Yeah.
Is there any others out there?
I don't know. Stokes was what? Was that Memphis and Tennessee? Tennessee beat out Memphis?
I don't think Kentucky was in on Stokes.
I don't think they were either. I think they were full that year. I think Florida was full too.
Plus, we got him at mid. We got lucky. We got him at mid-season.
Well, that was one of the things. The other schools were full, and we had a scholarship open still.
Right, though. Cal Perry may have tried to get him. Because at that time, he hadn't been in Kentucky too long, and he was still pulling players out of Memphis. So, I don't know. You see the culturally and everything else, Tennessee's the fit, but you go to money-wise and all the other things.
Connection-wise, right? Yeah, Kentucky. Like NBA connections, kind of the web of success post-basketball at the University of Kentucky. They've definitely got it on lock for sure.
But there's one thing about it, though. This guy's not a surefire NBA player, and there's a better chance of him being developed into – an NBA player at Tennessee, and it would be Kentucky. Kentucky just gets guys that they're probably going to be NBA players, and they have to play their way out of the NBA draft, which is kind of, about everybody goes there thinks they're going to be an NBA player.
That's true. I mean, that's the way they recruit.
Good job recruiting. Go ahead.
I mean, I think they've done a good job. I mean, they've gotten great players. They just haven't been able to gel those players to produce the type of results that Kentucky is used to. I mean, we're talking Final Fours and national championships. I don't think that means Cal's been missing necessarily. I mean, these teams have still been super talented. I also think it's tough for Kentucky because at first Cal was kind of the only guy running this game. This let's get four or five-star freshmen and just go the one-and-done route and then just do it again next year. And now you're seeing teams who can recruit on that level like Duke. And now I think with Penny there, like Memphis, I mean, the pool gets thinner as you recruit those type of players, not to mention in the coming years, this may change. They may go to the getting rid of the one and done. I mean, that's a very possible thing. We just saw, I forget the kid's name, Billy, you'll probably know it, skips college altogether and says, I'm playing overseas for a year and then I'll come back and try the NBA.
Yeah, some guard out of Texas. Or
right, yeah. He's going to go play in New Zealand.
Yeah, well, Rat Boy's beating perfecting the one and done now. I mean, Cal Perry's not getting the Anthony Davises and people like that he was getting when he first came to Kentucky.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that's
just below it.
That's the difference, right? I mean, now every year Coach K is going to have four or five spots. It's different when he's got a spot this year, three spots next year, and it's consistent. But when he can go after the four or five best players that he's after, you know, every single year, yeah, like there are teams that normally would get those players, a la Kentucky, who are just going to lose out to Duke. And there, you know, it flips both ways, but it's a little bit tougher now to do this game because you've got other coaches like Coach K getting more involved in this type of recruitment.
Well, I do agree with y'all, your assessment. With Blackshear, I think we're a second weekend team. Without him, we're probably a bubble team.
Yeah, I think so, Philly. Yeah, and I think so.
We saw it this year. I mean, Tennessee obviously made the Sweet 16, but in the round of 32, they were in a dogfight with Iowa. There were a lot of really good teams who made the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight, and in round two kind of had to scrape and claw their way to get there. But I think Blackshear definitely gets you to the second weekend, and then that's what I was saying. It just kind of becomes a fit, right, a matchup fit. Who are you going up against? Does it work for your style of play? And can you have at least a good day in the NCAA tournament? We saw Tennessee in the second round this year. Great first half against Iowa. Horrible, horrible second half. And then the comeback against Purdue. I mean, it's just basketball at that point. But if you can get to the second weekend, I mean, you've got a shot at, obviously, Sweet 16, Elite Eight run. It's just a matter of who you play.
And the key is how good is Zaire James, and is Lamonte Turner going to be 100%? And is Bowden going to take a big step his last year, which – I think Bowden's got it in him if he could just get it out of him.
I don't know if it's a confidence thing with Bowden, but the potential is definitely there. I mean, he's athletic, he's fast, he's explosive. When he's feeling his shot, he's one of the best on this team. Obviously, we know what Turner is when he's good. We also know what Turner is when he's bad. The health issue with Turner is they got the surgery in early, which is very, very good. So there's a lot of time to rehab and make sure everything's right, and then possibly a secondary procedure if necessary.
Yeah.
But you're definitely going to need Turner running your point and someone to help bring along Josiah James, who I think, Philly, we've talked about this, probably going to run a little bit of 1-2-3-4 this year. Probably need the guy who's run the most point guard on your team in there with Josiah James when they do flip him over to the one.
Yeah, that's true. One more thing, guys. Have y'all talked any baseball this morning?
We have not.
I've been watching these Atlanta Braves, and I've been
they're on a hot streak, Philly,
for a long time. And this is the best hitting lineup I've ever seen down there. I don't know if they got enough pitching. I know they don't have a closer, but the
bullpen's been a struggle.
Lineup I've ever seen in Atlanta.
They had a really good weekend, Philly. You had the walk off by McCann, I believe that was Saturday night, and then yesterday an absolute drubbing of the Phillies, 15-1. You mentioned it. The bats are working right now for Atlanta, and it's been needed because, frankly, the bullpen's been sketchy at best for most of the season. But I do believe now they sit in first place, 42-30 overall. Hey, Braves, finally making a little noise. Feels good.
Good information from y'all. All I do when I call the afternoon shows, but you know, want to have a conversation and think they know everything. I mean, y'all are intelligent, and you know,
I'll stop, Phil.
Talk to me equally. Like a man.
Like a man.
Yeah.
Damn right. See you, Philly.
Thanks for the call, Philly.
The Braves have won nine out of their last 10 with scoring 78 runs.
Man.
9 out of 10 in what, 8 in a row?
In 10 games, they've scored 78 runs.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good in the majors these days.
We'll come back.
Was it Saturday? Did you see this, by the way? There were 55 home runs hit on Saturday. It was the most since 2002. The record is 62 in a single day, 2002 or maybe 2003. That was like
juice era.
That was juice time.
Yeah, ball was juiced, players were juiced, everything was juiced.
Everything was juiced up. But the home run, it's back.
We'll be back. We'll get back to the phone lines on the flip side. Stick with us right here. Final segment, hour two, next. Final segment, hour number two of the program, talking a little Tennessee hoops.
And Philly snuck in some Braves notes.
Yeah. That's a little baseball.
Smooth move.
College World Series is actually happening now.
Oh, Auburn.
We'll get back to that later.
Oh, Auburn.
I know.
Brutal.
Hate to see it.
Let's get to Jacob on the phone lines. Jacob, what's up, buddy? You're on 3 and out.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. Good morning.
On that topic of recruiting, I know we're kind of worried about 2019 and what he brought in, but this class of 2020, I think, is going to be pretty special. I went to a little Lipscomb's team camp, and y'all know Keon Johnson.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that might be the most talented and explosive guard I have ever seen. When I say he is like Russell Westbrook, explosive, like, he is going to be something special.
Yeah, all the film that keeps coming out, you know, when you first hear about, oh, yeah, the four-star from Middle Tennessee, looks like he's got a chance to be a pretty good player. He is blowing up in all of these camps, and the athleticism is really shining through. He has a really good-looking shot. The good news is, if you're Tennessee, you lead this recruitment, it seems like, in a big way. All the crystal balls in for Keon Johnson suggest Tennessee, and there have been quite a few of them. If you're unfamiliar with Keon Johnson, he goes to the Webb School in Bellbuckle, Tennessee. Is that between Nashville and Murfreesboro, Nate? Is that where we discovered Bellbuckle was? 6'5", 180, and doesn't play like it. Plays like a much bigger guy. Keon Johnson, really, really good player. And as I mentioned, all crystal ball predictions in for him. Jacob, yeah, man, he's the real deal. You pair him with Corey Walker, who also had a recent... He had a recent dunk, I think, in a camp or maybe an AAU game where he absolutely posterizes a kid. You're in on Jaden Springer. Walker Kessler, I guess there's at least a chance there, although right now it seems kind of unlikely. And then there's another kid, Matthew Morell, out of Whitehaven in Memphis, shooting guard, 6'4", 190. Tennessee doing some work for the 2020 class. And
Matthew Morell.
Seems like
he's
transferring
to IMG, so he's going to blow up a little bit more.
Oh, I didn't see that. So he's going to Florida, huh?
Yeah, IMG for senior year. So, of course, the Gators will probably get in on that.
Yeah, but we got Chris Winkie. We're good. we got their old head coach. We got the good tie to Bradenton. I'm not too worried about it.
But, yeah, Keon Johnson's real. For Pons for his athleticism, but Keon Johnson, his athleticism, it's not like Pons. He's a player.
Keon Johnson has athleticism with basketball knowledge and skill. Pons, at least when he got here, was pretty much just athleticism.
He was a three.
Yeah.
Y'all have a good day. Thanks.
Thanks, Jacob. Appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for the call, Jacob.
Yeah, 2020 class looks great. I mean,
well, that's
it's
why
early.
Blackshear is so much fun, because he could be kind of a stopgap in
exactly.
between these kind
of which,
two
which is exactly
waves
what we've
players.
Said, is this gap between 2020 and this past season is you needed a couple more players to hit on. If you go get Plavsic and he plays, there's your backup for Kyle. If you go get, obviously, Kerry Blackshear, and he plays a lot, there's your backup now for Grant. And if Josiah James, your five-star stud, McDonald's All-American, comes in and gives you what we hope he can, there's maybe your backup for Admiral. So it's almost like you did have those players in place. The question is, again, synergy. How quickly can they come together? Will Plavsic obviously get the waiver? And will Josiah James be everything we hope he can be?
Yeah, Bellbuckle is just south of Murfreesboro, right there in the mid-state.
South of Murfreesboro, I apologize.
Yeah.
Don't forget about my guy Bryce Thompson. Moved up, 70 spots on the latest rankings. Now a five-star, according to 247. Mm-hmm. Probably going to go to Oklahoma, but Tennessee has offered.
I know you like him, but is this like a legit shot here?
I mean, they were one of the first to offer, so they're, I mean, I don't know. I'd like to think that
it says they, warm.
I know, yeah.
Says Tennessee's warm, 26th best player. Well, this is the composite, still has him as a four, but the best player in the state of Oklahoma, fifth best combo guard, 26th best player in the country.
I was big on him when he was like ranked in the hundreds.
You found this guy, is that what you're saying?
I found him.
You want credit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You found Bryce Thompson?
I did bring it to the show.
Okay. I'm just making sure that you want the credit, because I'm going to give it to you when he goes to Oklahoma. Thanks for finding him and making sure Oklahoma knew about it.
I miss what Jacob said about IMG. Was he say Jaden Springer's going to IMG? Or he's already there?
No.
Who
was
he talking about?
Matthew Morell.
Oh, he's going down to IMG. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. The kid from Whitehaven.
Gotcha, yeah, from Memphis. You know, you're warm with Jaden Springer. He's a five-star, top 10 guy. Of course, Keon Johnson... In state, like you really feel like you need to get that one.
Yeah,
pair him up with Corey Walker in a class. You know, right now, as the rankings go, just with Corey Walker, you're 11th in the country.
You know, and he's fallen in the rankings.
You got a chance to get some stuff done. 24/7 lists PJ Hall as a warm. Also, he's a power forward, 6'9", 220 out of South Carolina. And, you know, Bryce Thompson also warm, as you guys mentioned. It's 2020 should be the year where you could have this huge haul that kind of changes your level of recruiting. Just you would hope with Rick Barnes forever, and then that the next coach, once Rick Barnes rides off into the sunset, old and retired and won everything he wants to win here, then, you know, in a perfect world, that you just keep it rolling. And Tennessee's on a new plane of basketball success for the future.
It's all about the climb, man.
We'll come back. We'll kick off hour number three. Man, Auburn. They put Bruce Pearl in the booth, Gus Malzahn, and things just fall apart at the College World Series. We'll be back.
Break your heart.